Paragraph 5 reads, "Later, coffee culture in the U.S. sprung up from the influence of Italian immigrants in large cities like New York, Boston, and San Francisco, resembling the espresso bars found in Italy. During the 1960s, folk music and the politics associated with it became tied to coffee houses, with musicians like Bob Dylan starting their careers performing in them. This bohemian link helped develop the unique counterculture coffee scene in Seattle, where spots like the historic Last Exit on Brooklyn became a haven for all types of people and was reminiscent of coffee's intellectual roots, even serving as a popular spot for amateur and professional chess players."
So moving to the U.S. now, some of your bigger cities like New York, Boston, and San Francisco started to get a lot of these immigrants who brought coffee culture with them. And so you got a lot of these espresso bars that you could find in Italy. During the 60s, folk music, actually, and the politics associated with folk music became tied to coffee houses. Folk music is just a type of music that is basically incorporates like this traditional type of style. So folk music in the 60s, in terms of its politics, is associated with like protest music, people who are protesting against the government and all that sort of thing. But it became tied to coffee houses where you had these people like Bob Dylan getting their careers started by performing in them, because there's, you know, they're small venues appropriate for that type of music, and it's probably easy to get, you know, to get booked there. And people enjoy listening to that type of music.
And so this bohemian link, so bohemian is something that is socially unconventional, and so this was the type of culture that evolved during the 1960s, you know, with folk music and the hippie movement. And so this helped to develop this reputation of the coffee scene in Seattle being counterculture. So counterculture is just a lifestyle that is opposed to or different from the social norms at the time. So it wasn't, you know, where everyday people would go. It was something that was more bohemian, more opposing to kind of general culture. And so one spot was a coffee house called the Last Exit on Brooklyn. And so this place in particular in Seattle became a haven, or, you know, a popular place for all types of people. And so it kind of links back to coffee's intellectual roots in earlier days, where people of all types would get together to discuss politics and art. And this coffee shop in particular was even a popular spot for amateur and professional chess players, which kind of links back to the Ottoman Empire, where people would play chess and other board games at coffee houses.